Bear Podcast 492.
It involves showing of more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gay.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's closeted?
Just closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's thanks to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that, I saw it next to
who's on sexting with?
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was reached out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Moses.
I am Dave, Palsy the Clown.
And I'm the Bear Killer.
And the Bear Killer. And welcome to episode 492, and we're recording on October 30th.
That's right.
You got the wrong number.
Well, no, I didn't get the wrong number when I did this. We were going to do it on Tuesday night. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we are wearing our... I look more like Moses than the I don't know.
You look like the guys from Duck Dynasty.
More like Duck Dynasty?
Oh, I think they look like, without the beard, he looks like Justin Bieber.
With the hair?
Yeah. Weak or young, whichever goes first. And then with the beard, I just keep wanting to go, when you put the beard on first time, I just wanted to go, tradition.
You and your tradition song. Yeah, you just, what was that? The Fiddler on the Roof, right?
Fiddler on the Roof,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you are gay. So, yeah, welcome everyone to episode 492, and we are here celebrating Halloween, I guess, yeah.
It's Halloween-y.
So let's do some weekend updates. What have you been up to, Dave?
I went to a fun party last weekend that Ray was at, too.
That's right.
So, oh, that's right, the one I missed.
Yes, you were gone again.
What are you wearing this?
I was wearing this much worse. I had a whole very skin-tight bodysuit of a clown and these two giant balls.
He was really Ballsy the Clown.
It was Ballsy the Clown. So it was, but yeah, the bodysuit was so tight. And it didn't have, like, the arms weren't just at the wrist. It had gloves that were part of it. So it was really hard to eat, and there's all kinds of food. So most of the night I had the whole thing, like, half off just so I could, like, eat and hold stuff.
Mm.
It was fun, though.
Ray, what did you wear?
I wore my Bear Killer outfit.
Your Bear Killer outfit.
And then Robbie went with us, and he went as O'Neill Morris, the doctor that did all the tranny stuff that injected Fixer Flat and glue in him.
Oh,
and he had
this really
fat ass.
Oh, that's what it was supposed to be, okay.
It was tragic.
It was probably the best
costume. When you give you the picture so you can flash them on the screen.
Yeah.
Pictures.
I think it was the best costume there.
Oh,
actually.
My God.
I don't know how he didn't break his ankle. He had stilettos.
He was pretty good with those
seven
heels.
Inches and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's been a busy week weekend for me. I came from New Orleans, and we went to a House of Shock, which is pretty much the same as the haunted houses here.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's more like five times better, and I have to take this out because it's really it's hard to talk.
His nose off. Okay. He's killing me.
It's hard to talk with this beard. Oh, look at this! I have a chin beard now.
Mm-hmm.
How does that look? Anyway, so yeah.
Give a pick.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so last weekend, yeah, just Mike and I went to it's called the House of Shock. And it's very elaborate ghost, not ghost, but the zombies and everything. It's pretty good. I mean, I've been to the ones here in Houston. That really was.
Well, if it's the one I'm thinking about, was it the one that was started by Rob Zombie or?
I'm the one. Probably it was.
Not Rob Zombie. Allison. What's his name from Allison Chains?
Oh, Alice?
No.
I don't remember his name.
Can't think of his name right now either. Chris.
I don't know.
Chris Cornell?
No, that's it.
No, okay. Yeah, anyway, so.
But that one's famous, I think. That's the one I'm thinking about. Because they have it on TV every couple of years on the scariest places to go for Halloween.
I don't like the ones in Houston that I've been to. I think they're boring.
Yeah, it's not too scary. This one's really scary for some reason.
The Phobia 3D one's interesting, but it's not scary like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool though.
Did you guys go to a
I didn't get to go with the Houston Bears
Sunday?
But I did get to go to a really cool thing as different. I went to a haunted old town spring tour. It was really neat. And I think we caught pictures of real ghosts. It was freaky. It was a little freaky.
You must have been looking at a mirror.
Maybe. No, it was cool because you take pictures with your camera and you wouldn't see anything. And then you look back at your picture and you're like, oh my God, that's a face right there. Maybe. It was freaky.
Maybe
we should all go and do that. He's gonna keep doing it for a while, all the way through December, I think.
Oh, good. Okay. Then we can go.
Of it. He has
it's just that this month is just so busy. You've been traveling. I've been traveling. It's just so busy. I mean, 2 weeks from now, maybe it's about 3 years. Yeah, about 2 weeks from now. But anyway, so. Was there at Jody's party? Yeah, shout out to Jody and Patrick. I guess they did a party. Yeah, so was there some kind of a contest, or did Robbie won on that drag costume?
I don't know if there was that kind of contest.
Oh, there's no contest. Just everybody just went.
I saw some.
Well, when he walked in the door, there was definitely no contest. So.
No.
it was over. Yeah.
There were a few naked people. I saw that.
That's their costume?
I had to leave early this year, so I have no good stories. I'm sure there were after we left.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a couple people talking about what was going on upstairs, and I was like,
gasp. Oh, my goodness. Gay gasp. Ray, you've been busy with your dryer. What's going on?
Oh, my God. The dryer broke this week, so I had to take it apart to find out that the belt's broke. And then to find a belt, get the replacement belt here. So the dryer's sitting in 30 million pieces in the dining room. Waiting for me to put it back together tomorrow. So,
oh, it's still like that?
So no, yeah,
it's all stuffed in the closet. Some could eat dinner.
Before I leave, I'm going to take one screw.
Where's that damn screw?
Actually, no, I was smart. I put all the screws back I put all the screws back in the hole that I took them out of, so I knew where they would go when I got back a couple days later. So,
okay.
Smart.
We just had some technical difficulties, guys. So, if you notice that the audio suddenly changed, so.
It happens.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So, where were we?
We were talking about Ray.
Oh, the dryer.
Trying
to find the videos to figure out how to take, because you have to take the entire dryer apart to do anything to it, to put the belt on. I mean, literally, everything comes off. And then it's very annoying, which is why they do it, so you'll get hired technician to do it. But I finally found this one lady, she sounded like she was in her late 40s, that did a video of how to replace it. And it was kind of a crummy video, but she went step by step, laid it out, so I'm like, good, I got this, I'm good to go. So, lady, whoever you are, thank you. So
cool.
It took a YouTube video, huh?
Yeah, YouTube video. Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, that helps me a lot, too, whenever I need something solved. Okay, let's go with the one topic that Ray posted here. It's a hate topic. It's more of a
hate topic
thing.
This week. Did y'all read about this?
I've heard about this.
Really interesting. I thought this was kind of shitty. But anyway, Carrabba's Italian Grill waiter receives an anti-gay message from customers in lieu of tip. A server at a popular Italian eatery in Kansas was shocked to find that customers had left behind an anti-gay message on their bill in lieu of a tip. Thank you for your service. It was excellent, the customers had written, according to Pitch and the New England Civil Rights Movement. That being said, we cannot in good conscience tip you for your homosexual lifestyle as an affront to God. Queers do not share in the wealth of God, and you will not share in ours.
Wow.
The customers continued, we hope you will see the We hope you will see the tip your fag choices made you lose out on and plan accordingly. It is never too late for God's love, but none shall be spared for fags. May God have mercy on you.
Wow.
So here's your typical Christians slamming gays.
This is what I don't understand. Did they catch the guy sucking a guy off somewhere? Like, how were they positive that he was gay?
Maybe he had the lisp.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe
that might, everyone has a list.
What's your artist or something like that? I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe.
There's a. Obviously, Michelle Bachmann's husband's a very effeminate straight guy. So,
ex-gay. He went to the ex-gay.
Whatever.
He did ex-gay. He'd be a good drag queen.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? There's very effeminate straight people. Maybe he just was one of those. Like, how would they know for sure?
Yeah.
You know?
How would he know? What gave it away? Like, was he talking about going to the bars the night before or something? Or
yeah, or you say, here's your soup, and by the way, I'm gay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know.
Here's your soup with a side of gay. Hey.
Maybe he was in drag. I don't think so.
Most people who dress up as women are straight.
Well, yeah.
So there you go.
Well, yeah.
So there they go.
Some are.
So anyway, I just thought that was pretty bizarre and mm-hmm. how people still hate today. Mm-hmm. And my question is, if they had such an issue with it, even though they said he gave good service,
yeah.
Why didn't they request a different waiter when they got there?
Yeah.
Sure. No, because it was all about making a political statement.
Oh, that they were waiting for it to end.
They probably went in there knowing he was gay before they even went in, just to do that.
Maybe they were stalking him.
So, but you can find the whole article online. We'll link it to Huffington Post, and there's a bunch of sites you can go look at. But I thought it was kind of people just being haters.
Did you see the end of that, where a bunch of, including pastors, went in and asked for his table?
Table, yes.
Just, you know, to say, hey, we're not all like that.
Yeah, so they could put a tip.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, so that's why I said read the whole article, because the end of it's pretty good about what people did in reply to that. So.
Okay, so the next one actually is a geek. Yeah, that's right. So
it's
a gay geek. George Takei talks Star Trek characters on Watch What Happens Live. Is that what I said?
It's like a TV show.
Oh, it's a TV show. Okay, I haven't seen it yet. Openly gay Star Trek
alumni,
because alum is
alum. They're saying like they're shorting alumni to alum.
Alum. Great. It's George Takei stopped by. Watch What Happens Live and Andy Cohen.
Gay.
He's gay. This week to chat with the Bravo executive about a number of issues affecting the lesbian and gay, bisexual and transgender LGBT community. And also to play a little game that Cohen likes to call Set Gazers to Yum. Set Gazers to Yum. Okay, so the game involved Takei going through each character on the original Star Trek and rating each one of them on a 1 to 10 scale of how gay they may be or may not have been. Watch the clip of... we'll put the list in the show notes. On Takei's response, so including one co-star that he brands with a resounding 10. I wonder what that is yet. I have to see that.
Yeah, you gotta watch. It's pretty interesting to watch it. So,
okay, I'll ask you later. I'll give it away on the podcast.
Yeah,
watch.
I'll watch it later. But anyway, okay. So, before we go on to our special interview with somebody special in our lives, we have also another interview from with Simon Henderson from New Zealand, and he is with the Christchurch Bears, Christchurch in New Zealand. So we're going to talk about Big Bear Weekend.
Christchurch is a place.
It's a place.
Yeah.
So
one of their biggest cities.
Biggest cities in New Zealand. So here's Simon Henderson.
Joining us today is Simon Henderson from New Zealand. Welcome to the show, Simon.
Thank you.
Yes, it's good to have you. At last, to the audience, we've been planning to have this conversation with Simon here. It's just that, you know, it's kind of hard to schedule something with someone from New Zealand because we are.
Yes, you realize I'm talking from the future, you know.
Yes, you're right. Oh my God, you are from the future.
Everything's completely different now. We all wear silver. You know, we all have hovercrafts.
That is right. You're all in the future. Probably 18 hours in the future. So you are in New Zealand right now. Where in New Zealand are you?
I'm in Christchurch, which is the biggest city in the South Island of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, New Zealand. And you're a native there? You grew up there in Christchurch?
Yes, I did. I've lived overseas for a long time, but I grew up in Christchurch, and in fact, I live only about a couple of blocks away from the first house that I lived in, and I occasionally walk past it and think of my much younger self.
Oh, okay. That's right. So here's a question that Ray wanted to ask. How far are you from the Shire?
Well, the Shire was filmed all over the place. I mean, in the mountains and so on. I don't think there was a lot that was done in Christchurch.
Oh, okay.
I tell you, I lived in Wellington for a while, and that's where most of Peter Jackson's he's got his film studio there, and the big warehouses and so on, and Weta Digital. And I lived quite close to the city in Wellington, and at the end of the street, mm-hmm. there was just a little bit of quite a sweet little park, but it was used in the first Lord of the Rings movies as the moment when the hobbits had to hide from the dark riders.
Oh, okay. And
it
I remember that.
Of amused the hell out of me that it looked like it was in the middle of some huge big forest, but actually there was just that one tree, and if you sort of move the camera a little bit to the left or the right, you would have just seen suburbia.
Yeah, that's really a big tourist attraction there, though, I would imagine. People would try to go to the places where they filmed Lord of the Rings. That'd be nice.
The thing about New Zealand is it's something that ever since settlers started coming here, they were interested in the light, the clarity of light. You can see for miles, and it stays crisp. That's why filmmakers love it so much.
I see.
And it certainly turns up on screen. That sense of distance, and everything's really sharp and dark.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it worked so well for the movies, I think.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just wanted to ask that because, we're kind of geeks ourselves and we like mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings. But actually, we're going to talk about some of the events happening there. But first of all, I want to ask you, are you active in the bear community there yourself? You have mm-hmm. How big is the your bear club there? What is the name of your bear club and how big is it?
It's Bears Christchurch. Mm-hmm. And we've got about 500 people on wow. Facebook. It's been running for, it started in 2009. It's had its ups and downs because, of course, we had an earthquake in Christchurch.
Oh, wow.
So okay. We have a little bit of a shattered city, but it is rebuilding now. This building's going up all the time. Mm-hmm. But we have a regular events. We have Bears Night at a local pub every month, and we have a coffee morning on the first Sunday of the month. And then every year we have this annual event, which is the Big Bears Weekend.
Oh, yes.
This takes place over show weekend. This is the agricultural show. So all the farmers are in town.
Farmers. Ooh, hot.
So, okay. Yeah, we're in the middle of a huge plain, and Christchurch has always supported the farming community, and so they have this agricultural show, and you can go and see the new tractors, and you can sort of see the prize studs and discover sort of new ways to milk cows and shear sheep. And, you know, it's a sight to behold. So some people will be going off to the agricultural show, and others will be going to the Big Bears Weekend.
Oh, nice.
And what we do, we've got 4 days. We have an opening day, and which will be a registration and drinks and so on. And then the following day, we are going to pack everybody off into a bus driven by one of our local drag queens, who's an absolute scream.
There's nothing like a drag queen driver. Nice.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yes, she's absolutely brilliant. And we're going to go to Lyttelton, which is the port. And then get on a ferry and go across to Quail Island. Quail Island, is a charming little island. You can walk all the way around it. It's in the middle of Littleton Harbour. And it used to be, it was a quarantine for ships coming in. They used to quarantine animals before they came on. And it was also a leper colony. And so these poor men, they had to, they were given their own individual little cottages. And this one nurse would come around and leave food for them, but no one was allowed within 8 feet of them. So she would leave the food, and then they would sort of scuttle out, you know, and get it, and then go back to their poor little cottages. And they lived their lives out there. And it was also where Scott did preparations for going to Antarctica, where he had his husky dogs there, and they did training, and they had all their supplies all organized before they went off to Antarctica. But it's also a very pretty place. It's got a beautiful beach, and we're going to do a treasure trail. And we've got a little bit of a trip round, and then there should be lunch. You've always got to have lunch, a nice picnic.
Nice picnic, okay.
For a bears event, and a bit of splashing about in the water. And then when we're all tired, little teddy bears, we're going to go back on the ferry and back across to Christchurch.
How's the weather there, by the way? Is it? It's summertime, right?
It's summertime. It's absolutely gorgeous. Summertime.
Oh, okay. Good. So, yeah, swimming would be nice, yeah. Bears and Speedos, that'd be great, yeah, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the following day, we've got a movie in the afternoon. We're going to be showing Bear City 2, and then we're going to carry on to the big event, which is the Mr. Bear Canterbury, and then a dance afterwards. Okay. And then anyone who's still got any energy left will have a... a barbecue on the final day, which would be the final chance for people to actually go and flirt with the people they were too shy to flirt with the night before.
Yeah, for the last time, right?
For the last time. For the last time. The numbers, and then they'll be off.
How about the hotel services? I mean, you guys...
Yes, the hotels are up and running. There's lots of hotels around... the perimeter that were fine. And there's now, but there's also hotels up and running in the middle of the city as well. Now there's 4 or 5 hotels that are actually running. They were one of the first things to kind of get up off the ground, and we've got there's a huge growth. There's a you know, there's so much construction going on. There's you know, it's an absolutely booming town. You're seeing the reconstruction of the city going on, and it's really interesting. It's kind of a once in a lifetime kind of experience. Well, yeah. We would hope it would be once in a lifetime. You don't want to go through too many times.
Yeah. So the attendees can actually tour around, aside from, of course, from the events that you have. It's a big city to tour around with. Now, that's good to hear. I would like to ask about the Mr. Bear Canterbury. That's the bear contest there. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we have the contestants who the winner of Mr. Bear Canterbury will go to Auckland and will compete in Mr. Bear New Zealand, and then from there they will actually, if they win that, they'll have a chance to go across to Australia to compete across in Mr. Bear over there. So it's a pretty exciting thing. The winner will actually get a trip to Auckland, which is the big city in the north of New Zealand that's got nearly 2 million people. They'll get, you know, the free flight up there and accommodation and so on. And we're very open, because the definition of bear is so broad, you know, and we've got a very diverse group of people that come along, and we don't have any limits on who goes into that competition at the end of the day.
Yeah. And one of the talents here that this caught my eye, really, for the contestants, they can do some talent show. They can do a talent It's pretty much a talent show. Some of them are juggling.
Yes, one's going to be doing poems, I've heard some of them, and he's really really interesting, really entertaining. Another's going to be singing. So it's going to be there's going to be a bit of variety with it.
Yeah. You have a long list here: impersonation, comedy, the fashion show, circus act. Oh, I'd like to see pictures of that. Oh God, I can't wait to see some updates on people posting about it on your Facebook page. I'm sure there's going to be a lot.
Of course, yes, yeah,
that's right.
We're on Facebook. We're just bears.christchurch on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of the activity takes place. And we've also got a website, which is bearschc.com, mm-hmm. That also has all of the information on it as well.
Awesome. So this is on, the dates are November 14th to the 17th, right? So,
correct.
Okay, yeah. So that's going to be a big Bear weekend, November 14th to 17th in Bear and in Christchurch, New Zealand. So, okay, I will probably keep tabs with you on the events there. I'm sure somebody's going to be live blogging on that one or taking pictures. And we'll keep an eye on your Facebook page. Also, if people who are listening to this and watching this video right now with Simon here, everybody's invited. Everybody can buy tickets at the door. Right? Mm-hmm. They can get the, there's a la carte there, so you can buy the tickets individually in their events. So for more information, they can go to bearschc.com or the Facebook page. What's the Facebook page again?
Bears.Christchurch.
First, bears.Christchurch. So everyone out there, go to bearschc.com, and it's going to be an event called the Big Bear Weekend in November 14 to 17. In Christchurch, New Zealand. Thank you so much, Simon, for joining me in the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Welcome back to this special Halloween episode where we have my mom here on the podcast. We talk about it all the time. This is Linda, my mother, I think, right?
Right.
You didn't give birth to me, right?
I gave birth to you. I don't know who your daddy is. So.
Okay.
We'll just skip that one. We'll skip that one for right
Please
now.
Please make him rich. Please make him rich. Was it strong for
you? After I saw the overalls, I knew who you probably came from.
She says that because in these overalls, I look just like my father. Exactly like my father.
We have a bunch of questions from our audience and some of our friends, some are listening to the podcast, and also from Dave here. We're going to ask these questions probably towards the end or something. So, Ray, so I'll reserve my questions for later. So probably I'll ask the questions from Benny first.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, here's a question for Linda. What was your response when Ray came out to you?
My response was, I already knew it.
No, she didn't. No, she did not. We were coming back from the lake. It was her sister, and me. And we were sitting in this old Dodge truck that Rhea used to have, and I looked over at them and I said, I'm gay. And they laughed at me like I was joking.
Because we already knew. We had never talked about it, but we knew.
The whole town knew, except you.
Everybody knew. The only thing, I went home and cried for 2 days because I couldn't have babies.
Oh,
please. You got Pokey and Manny.
Well, that's different.
It's different, okay.
You got two beautiful granddaughters.
Are you an only child?
No.
No, it's a brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between me and Tisa? What's the age difference?
6 years.
And then 10 years between me and James, or eight? Mm-hmm. 10 years to me and James, so yeah. So she had us spaced out.
I've had them spaced out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next question. So you've been hearing about this from Ray, about the bear community.
Yeah,
you pretty much know about it. So, what do you think about it, Ray being part of it?
It's fun. It looks like fun.
Like fun?
Yeah, it looks like fun.
What did you say earlier? These guys who are very comfortable without their shirts.
Yeah, most these guys are
yeah,
very
yeah, you get it right the first time. But
without
does
their
your
shows,
mom know what I do?
With their clothes.
The other podcast.
Yeah, he does a podcast called Underbear, so they sit around and do it in their underwear.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
We have Robbie in there laughing now.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so do you have any embarrassing stories that you can remember?
Oh, I love this question.
Yes, there is one.
Okay.
And I think Ray knows what I'm going to tell you. He went off on a date with a girl.
Oh.
The panties.
The panties.
Yes.
We've already talked about it on the show. We talked about it before. But...
He came home and brought my car, and the girl's panties were hanging on my mirror. And I was highly upset when I went out the next morning to go to work.
No, she wasn't highly upset. She drove all the way to work for about, which is about a 30 to 40 minute drive, and she got a good head of steam on. And then when she got to work, then she called me.
Yes.
Oh, wait a second. Did you put it on there or the girl put it on there?
Well, I wasn't on a date with the girl. The girl was Cassandra. She's one of my best friends from high school, and she kept leaving her clothes everywhere. And I told her that Friday, I said, if you leave your clothes up here again, I'm going to take them hanging from my rearview mirror.
Oh.
And I did, and then I forgot to take them down when I got home that night.
Oh.
So
this wasn't something that happened, and then they ended up there. It was just a...
No,
it's something you did. Okay.
Hello.
Did you believe him when he told you the real story?
No.
No. See, that's what I was saying, the whole gay thing, because she swore that I was having sex with all these girls I were dating, and I wasn't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was... It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. Wait, you took it down when you reached work?
Oh, I took it down before I left the house.
And then you tell them, okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit funny.
It was just so...
This day and age, you know, if you have a camera phone, you would be taking a picture. What is this?
Back then, you didn't have a phone.
Yeah. That's right.
You had a landline.
Yeah, landline. You have to go. Okay, let's go on with the next question from Gary. This is something tame, okay. Did Ray have a favorite toy or game when he was a boy? Barbie dolls.
No, Ray loved G.I. Joes.
Oh, G.I. Joes.
And then we had this big metal frame out in the front yard that he constantly walked around. And I knew then that there was something different.
Oh. There was something wrong.
There was something wrong. There's something wrong with this kid.
That was his meditation thing. He would do nothing. Just walk around and around and around. And then he'd be satisfied. He'd come in the house and play. But he was a boy.
Mm, okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Did he behave in school?
Yes, he was always a teacher's pet.
Oh, really? Look at that smile.
One teacher in particular that... I think he was in love with.
Oh, really?
No,
you were in love?
He says no, but as a mother, I'll always think there was something
female
there.
Female teacher?
Female teacher.
No, there's nothing going on there.
You would, what did you do?
I just like her so much because I could sit down and have a conversation with her and I didn't feel like she was judging me or treating me like a 10-year-old. So.
But you had a mother, too.
I know. That's the totally different thing. Because you could talk to your mother about nothing when you were a teenager.
Yeah, that's true.
But now you can.
Yeah, it's all good. So.
Yeah, that's one of the things I miss. I wish I could talk to my parents, but my dad passed 98, and I wish he was around these days. Now that I'm an adult, I would very much like to talk to him as an adult now.
Well, Ray couldn't. Yeah. Ray's still not at that point. I don't think he's talking to his dad.
No.
About anything.
Oh no, not yet. No.
Mom enjoys coming at him being with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, take this off.
Too hot.
and the
Bieber's gone.
The Bieber's down.
Bieber has left the building.
Anyway, okay. So, next question. Come on, hello. Turn around. There we go. Turn around. Okay. Did he ever go to Sunday school or church?
Yes.
He did. Okay.
Yes. He was very church oriented.
Mm.
That was a good Southern boy.
Yeah.
Were you an altar boy or a...
No,
we never made it that far, but we went to Sunday school and we went to church.
Oh, okay.
Southern Baptist?
Started off there, but I ended up going to the Methodist church when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Which is the same church that my great-grandmother went to. Did Grandma still go there, too? And Grandmother went there, too, for a while.
Interesting. Wow. Okay, what do you remember the biggest trouble that he ever got in as a kid?
Biggest trouble.
That you had probably went to school to see. Bill Ray!
I don't remember ever having to go to school. I remember one morning we got him a Volkswagen and he would take them all to school and he had a wreck.
Oh,
no, that was the Toyota. That's how I got the Volkswagen.
Well, the Toyota, and then we went to the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
But I don't.
You really wanted the Volkswagen, so you trashed
it. Well, no, we went and got it, and I was driving to school taking James and Tisa, and it was raining, and it was slick, and all of a sudden traffic stopped, and I slammed on brakes, and it was either hit the person in front of me or go off in this real steep ditch in Johnston, and I just slammed on brakes and put my arm out and hit the lady in front of me, which happened to be the deputy sheriff's wife at the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But no, Ray never got in trouble at school.
No?
No.
Or none that ever got back to my mom.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
There was one time that you were so furious with me that you were, I think you'd have bitten nails that night if you could. It was the night they called my name over the scanner and grandmother called you.
Oh, yeah. They called out that his car was parked and wanted to know who owned the car and they had the tag number.
Oh, wow.
But he had parked his car somewhere we had no business. And...
No, we did it. I was in the show choir. We did a performance there, and then we all went out to eat, and we combined cars, and a bunch of us left our cars out there. Mine wasn't the only one there.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, people would be scared, too. Mm-hmm.
So, but because my grandmother called her, that was the thing that really ticked her off.
Mm-hmm. What was she doing with the scanner?
That's what old people do.
That's what old people do. We all have scanners.
And you sit there and listen to the police radio.
I used to have a scanner and a CB in my Ford Bronco.
Well, yeah. I skipped CB days, but I still got a scanner. I know everything beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my brother has these CB also, and it became a big hobby.
Mm-hmm. And one time it did.
Yeah.
That's before you had cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones, before pagers, yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so does Ray call you and visit you enough these days?
No.
No.
We talk just about every day on the computer, but the visits are few and far between. Mm-hmm.
That's because Ray is broke, and Ray can't afford to go home.
So. And Mommy's here to fly too far.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm glad you came over.
I'm glad, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a question from Dave. Okay.
I guess my question is, how old was Ray when you thought he was gay? You mentioned that you thought he was before he told you now, which is completely opposite of what Ray's always told us. So how old would you say he was when you suspected, and why?
I suspected when he went off to the North Carolina School of Arts, when he would invite us up there and we'd stay in the dorm with all the boys. And met some of his friends, and it was just a laid-back situation, and I knew then, but I wasn't going to bring it out to him, let him tell me.
Right. So, it was because he was, of the people he was hanging around, but growing up, you didn't...
More so, because he had several girlfriends.
Yeah.
And they're still good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy and whatever her name is.
Sam.
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 I hope she doesn't
watch. No, she doesn't.
Oh, she might know.
I know she does somewhere in Florida. That's all I know, so I can't even find her on Facebook.
Things were good. Ray was not a bad child.
Unlike my younger brother. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but trouble.
They're all independent.
Okay.
And I'm glad we've made them that way.
Okay, I have a question. What was the best advice that you've given to him growing up? What do you think of any?
To be yourself. To love yourself. Mm-hmm. No matter what anybody thinks of you, you've got to prove that you're yourself.
I think that's good advice.
That's some good advice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Especially for gay people.
When you hit a certain age, you decide, well, if they don't like me, they can walk on the other side of the street. I'm not moving. You know? It's just... Being gay is not... as bad as what if I had a killer out there? You know? Right. I'd much rather know he's here than out not knowing what he was doing.
Right. So it's better to be to be gay than to be a killer.
A killer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I would agree with that very much. Yes.
Yeah,
so don't be a killer, be gay.
Be gay.
No, don't be Jeffrey Dahmer. Don't eat your boyfriends, no.
And always love your mother.
And always love your mother.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, that's true. Makes me a little teary-eyed.
Even if they're overbearing, love your mother.
Well, I'll just tell you like it is.
Can I ask you something else?
Sure.
Ray tells us when he was younger he was very introverted. Did he come out of his shell after a while? I think introverts around their family don't act like introverts, so it might be a hard question for you. But
he was I can't say if it's introverted, but I would say he was quiet, he was different while he was growing up. But when he got to college, seeing that other people were different than, we live in a small town.
Right.
You know, I think that brought him out.
Did you always feel different as a young, when you were younger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always felt like the oddball. Really? And I was the fat kid that always got picked on all the way up until high school. Mm-hmm. Until seventh and eighth grade, I was the fat kid that got picked on and knocked around all the time.
But after that, you got into the art thing.
Well, yeah. Well, after that, Jeff Decker showed up, and he was bigger than I was. So they got him instead of me. So I was like,
for me personally, it's almost hard to picture you that way because you're not like that at all anymore.
Until I went to high school, I really didn't have friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we could bring people over to the house that often. So
I've always thought that you thought that he was gay because he was into theater. No. Even before that?
No, it was even before that. I think it's just a mother's intuition, but it's not something you just come out. I'm from the old school. It's not something you just walk into a woman day, Mom, I'm gay. What are we going to do? You know?
That's right.
This would be fun to do with my mom, I think, but I don't think she had a clue until I told her, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the day Ray told us. And Sarah and I looked at each other and kind of laughed.
They were laughing, thinking I was joking around.
Because we had already talked about it.
You thought that they were joking around,
uh-huh.
And not necessarily. Not you because you already, but actually, you really, really.
Yeah, we had already talked about it.
Okay, it's funny.
Yeah, we.
Well, they kept. There was all this stuff through high school too, like. Well, me and Tammy were dating. We were at the house one night, and we were back in my room, and the power was out, and it had been a bad storm, or something had happened. But we came out of the room, and there was Mom and Rhea sitting in the living room with the lights off, giggling. Like, we were back there doing something. I was like, oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. So, I never figured she had a clue until I told her. So.
Yeah.
Even though nothing was going on, we just sitting out there talking.
Yeah. What else?
Parents' shoes.
Have you seen Ray and Drag?
Yes.
Really?
I've seen several pictures. And I've got a picture I will send you.
Oh my God.
Of when he was about 3 years old. We put
and
a
they
wig
dressed
on
me
him.
Up on drag. Oh my that's God, why I'm gay.
I have one of those of my son as a matter of fact.
Oh my God.
There was some picture I posted and tagged Ray in. And he's like, you got to take that down. My mom is going to see that. I was like, what was that? I think it was
the underwear picture.
The underwear picture. Yeah.
I don't think anything will beat what Robbie had on last week, though.
Yeah. So, you would rather see him in drag than in underwear.
I was in underwear
because
Jeffrey was trimming my neck up.
Oh,
yeah. Right, the bathroom.
Right. That's right. As someone was cutting your hair.
Yeah.
So, you were in your underwear because you didn't want your hair.
Oh, yeah. The green underwear.
Yes.
The green underwear. They got posted on the
Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was him.
That was
all his
Yeah.
So, like she said, she would rather see you in drag than in underwear.
I don't think she's ever seen the video that we did.
Oh yeah, that one. Oh, that the one we were. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, when we did the bears and bras thing.
It was for the children. It's a charity.
I did watch the bear thing, and I have looked at the podcast.
Oh really?
It's not something I do every day, but I try to keep up.
Okay.
I think that's my biggest fear right now.
It doesn't embarrass me.
We talked
about your green hair.
Yeah.
Your green hair.
Yeah. I had green hair, orange hair, purple hair.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Nice. I'm just going gray.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Anyway, okay. So, I guess that's
what if, the show. Do you have any questions for them?
Yeah, do you have any questions for Ray or for me? Or?
No. Are we going to have grandchildren?
Robbie?
Robbie.
Oh, he disappeared.
He's quiet.
He's got a son. Get him to show you Scotty's picture so you can see what your grandson looks like.
Oh.
So if we get to the wedded bliss, you'll have a grandchild.
I think they try a lot, though.
Do you have any questions?
Anyway,
that's always fun, even for an old woman.
I know.
Ooh, don't need to hear that. TMI.
Oh, you
TMI.
Don't need to hear that. TMI.
What about questions about the bear community in general? Do you have any of those?
No, I think it's a good group of people, and everyone that I've met and spent time with, I've just loved.
Yeah, every gay person she meets, she tries to hook me up with them to be friends with. She's like, "Oh, you love these guys."
I've got some guys at our auction and things that are gay, and I just love
Ray,
them.
We went on a lunch date, and we both pretty much decided that we're just gonna be friends for sure.
Right
after that.
So but anyway, so what are your plans since you're here?
I have no idea. I just came.
Well, tomorrow we're doing the Halloweeny thing here with the kids.
Oh, okay.
I checked the sexual predator database, and my house is not listed, so we're good there. Because I didn't think
that's
about
that.
That's
a good place to look at.
Well, no, because, you know, I never thought about it, because in the apartments that I used to live at, I was in apartment C or D or however it was. And the apartment across from me had a sexual offender in it at one time, and it kept showing up.
Oh, wow.
And people, but they didn't put A, B, C, or D on it.
Well, I hate to stand on the street to give out candy tomorrow night.
I know. So I checked. So there's some down the street closer to the elementary school, which I thought was kind of funny, but there's none up in here. So check your sexual predator database. All you got to do is Google it, and it'll find it for your state.
So tomorrow, you guys are going to be in costume.
I'm probably wearing the same thing.
Same thing you've been wearing the third time.
My bear killer costume. So.
You can wear the antenna.
Go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then people are going to stop by and we'll have some food and stuff, so it's going to be good. And then, what's tomorrow, Thursday? Friday, I think we're just going to hang out and goof off. And then at some point this weekend, we're going to the Ring Fest. So.
Oh, you might enjoy that.
Because she's never been, so hopefully we can make it.
I've still never been.
You've never been to the Renaissance Festival yet?
You've been, you'll enjoy that.
Is that what you took me to the last time I was here?
No.
You took me to some kind of big shindig.
No?
Where?
And I saw some cute boys.
Oh, you're talking about the Halloween thing down at the bars.
No. It was some kind of big shindig we went to during the day.
Oh.
And there was one man standing out there looking like he was holding up the world. And I thought, oh, God.
Must have been Pacific Street? Did you guys go during Halloween?
Oh. You took me somewhere.
Oh, I couldn't remember it. Anyway, so, okay.
That was 7 years ago, because she hadn't been here in 7 years.
Yeah, I didn't think back then you were here.
No, you haven't been here in 7 years. You haven't been here since the girls have been born.
Oh, that time.
No, it's 7 years. She got grandkids, and now just fell off the face of the earth.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now they're big and causing her, and giving her a hard time, so now she comes and sees me again.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess that's it. Well, thank you for being in the show. It's an honor to have you in the show at last. Well, we have you audio before. When we were still doing this as an audio podcast. We had you in the show before. But now
Mother's Day,
it's a video now.
It was Mother's Day.
I think it was Mother's Day. I came.
There was one time I had my mother before. I think we interviewed my mom before.
Yeah, we interviewed
her once before. And whenever Mother's Day, we have a mom on the show. Or if it's a Father's Day, we have a father on the show. Yeah, so.
Well, can I say all mothers have an open mind? If you love your child, you love the rest of the guys too.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
That's good to hear. All right, so I guess that's it, Ray. So thank you everyone for watching or listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this special Halloween episode with Linda, Ray's mom. And hope you guys, if you have any feedbacks or any emails you want to send us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Y'all stop it. Dave does this, messes me up all the time. I'll even think about it, Dave, and I mess it up.
You did it well.
So we'll leave us a voice message and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, actually, we do have some voice messages, but we'll play it in the
next show.
And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and the Roku Player. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And, of course, by the way, thanks, Dave, for being here. Dave is here.
Thanks for having me again.
And thanks, Robbie, for cooking us a great dinner.
Thank you for the dinner. It's awesome. And, so thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
at this damn thing.
I need to make my lips like a duck.
So, are you Attila? Are you
take the dick out of your mouth and free your lips up? Mm-hmm. I kill all the bears at cock block.
No comment.
This will come off.
Maybe. That's what she said.
Oh kind of shit! Crack. It's not recording.
What?
Okay, ready. Can I be honest?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
He was gonna get your witch's hat, but he couldn't find it.
Okay.
That would have worked out on your original one. He said my witch anyway.
That's not really what I said. Some of them Filipino drag queens really pull it off.
Bear Podcast 492.
Wow, that's perfect. That's there perfect. One take. Okay.
Okay.
We need to start planning the 500th anniversary.
I know.